Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepard.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hey there, greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. Another weekend has come and gone. It is a Monday. We are going to roll here for the next 4 hours. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris back from his cushy three-day weekend. We'll hear all about it, and we are ready to go. Our phone number, if you want to participate, is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at CraigESPN and me at, and Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. So
don't be stalking me.
I'm not stalking you, although you I can't quite tell yet if you're giddy or if you have an extra hop in your step, but apparently your New England Patriots have a new quarterback. We shall discuss. How are you today?
I'm great. Great. I didn't do a lot this week. I played golf. And then Saturday came along. Buddy came over the house. Just the girls were out at the lunch, and my buddy and I stayed home. Had some Art's unbelievable ribs.
Oh yeah, how are those still around? How did you not finish those?
There were two full racks, so I
yeah, that would have been one for me and one for my wife the night I brought them home. That's how that would have gone.
They're all gone. Then it ended up just staying in Saturday night and Sunday. It was one of the, like, every time I thought I was going to do something. We were going to do something. I was like, it's just one of those. We didn't feel like it. I just, she went out shopping a little bit. I just hung around and watched golf all day. Obviously, woke up to a tremendous soccer game. So scary, which I texted you guys about 7:45 yesterday morning. I watched the whole game. The whole game.
Wow.
Granted, I was doing some show prep and stuff for the week, but still, watched the whole freaking. Something's wrong.
Yeah, coronavirus. You're sitting here watching an entire soccer
game
on Sunday
morning. I'm watching Arsenal and Sheffield, right?
Yeah, and by the way, you're giving me hot tips and slam dunk Skittles. Well, you did. You did. However, I thought about this loud and clear. I only take my soccer tips from Chris. He's about 80%.
Yeah.
And I can tell Chris when he's kind of mailing it in versus he really – I can read his face. And when he's got that look – and he says, this is a slammed, he's about 80%. So, I go to you.
I did my research.
I go to you for Tuesday night college football right. And some baseball. But Chris is my guy. So, I did not place the wager, although I would have won. You would have been right.
I did my research. I mean, luckily, we get a lot of interesting stats and info from all of these leagues that we get daily. And I went through it thoroughly. And saw the record that Arsenal had. Anyway, it ended up being, they won. They had two goals. The other team had two goals taken away because they were offside. But then they tied it. The other team tied it, Craig, in the 86th minute.
Sheffield
tied it. Then my new favorite player, Pepe, who didn't score but was a big reason why they won. An unbelievable move. And with 4 minutes at the 90th minute, they scored, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to go up 2-1 and win. But it was fun.
Hold on. I need to stop the show for just a minute. I've just discovered something.
Yeah.
It's been an addition to this room. And maybe I'm just now noticing over your shoulder.
Oh.
Where you have all your pennants and your paraphernalia with your Super Bowl champions. The sign in the upper right-hand corner. I haven't seen this before. The winner's wing? Is that new?
Remember, it was up there. It folded over last year.
Oh,
it's been there.
It's written in crayon.
It had folded over.
The 99.3 ESPN winner's wing wall of champions. All Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, and unfortunately the Miami Hurricanes.
There is a new addition to the studio, though.
Tom Brady koozie?
Yeah, there's a Tom Brady koozie.
Tampa Bay Tom Brady koozie.
Yeah, we had that Friday.
My friend Dana gave that to me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, brighten up the room.
Me over the weekend, I spent all day Saturday floating in the Gulf of Mexico. It was perfect. It was calm. There wasn't a wave.
Did you have a noodle?
It was noodle-less. it was a perfect temperature.
It was a glorious, glorious day. Now, I'm a little mad at my wife.
Impossible.
Because, as you know, I have my new physique, so the shirt did come off. I said, here, babe, spray my back.
Oh, my God.
She missed a whole section of real estate. Okay, I'm all red, like 3 square feet of my back.
Okay, Mrs. Robinson. Really?
Yeah. I mean, I can't do it myself. I need a little help. And so I took off the shirt, and she sprayed my lower half.
Your physique, you look like for you. This is like Indiana GQ coming in here today. You got some silent shorts. You got no high heels. You got no high heels. tube socks. You have normal.
I have footies on. Yeah,
footy pads, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
I'm stunned.
I'm rocking it.
I'm stunned. Are your legs tan?
No, for I put you. So much sunblock on my white legs are just white and skinny as possible.
So, yeah, so I know what you're going to, as far as Cam Newton goes, my answer is going to be this.
Yes.
I hope he's healthy enough to make the team. Let's start there.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, if he can be about 75% of what he was, I will be extremely happy.
When you found out? Again, this would have been Sunday when you were kind of doing nothing.
Last night.
So what, you were just sitting around and you see the alert?
I was playing poker and I had my Twitter feed on and I saw Adam Schefter. It came on, and then my phone blew up.
Yeah. And now, your first immediate reaction giddiness, pleasantly surprised, or doom and gloom, he'll have to make the team because he's no Jared Stidham?
No. I mean, first I wanted to see the money,
right?
Because we had talked about this before, and as we talked about, there was no way they could sign him at the time because of the salary cap. They didn't have enough room. But everything is incentive-laden. So worst-case scenario for them is they lose $1 million. Worst case scenario, and the incentives of $7.5 million are all incentive laden. So he has to be healthy, obviously, and he has to play. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win situation. And you throw in, the punishment stuff that happened, which I find amazing. I shouldn't, but I find amazing that the NFL comes out with that 17 minutes after.
See, that was the real reason they signed Cam, is because of the Cincinnati sideline TV scam. They got fined $1 million and lost a third round pick. This was just to cover.
Yes.
Cam served his purpose. He'll probably be cut today.
No, he won't be cut today.
So we wouldn't pay nothing to see here. Another scandal.
He will not be cut today. But if things don't work out, they're going to get that third round pick back.
How?
From a compensatory standpoint, but I'm going to find where here it is.
Well, Tom Brady for one.
If football, where is it? I have the whole thing written down here. Give me a second.
Well, since they've lost it, will they get it back, or will they have to get rid of it?
If he doesn't,
it's a wash.
It'd be a compensatory. So they'll lose their third, but they'll get a third on the back end of the round.
Yeah. All right, fine.
And again, as Mike McCann pointed out, on the Patriots not contesting penalty, do your job. Filming controversy is likely in part reflects a lack of ability for teams to meaningfully appeal, unlike players who collectively bargained appeals rights. Teams accept league punishments as condition of being a team. But he also points out, which I think is interesting, and it is what it is. When NFL previously stripped teams of draft picks for misconduct, it concerned football ops, like interference with equipment, tampering, concealing injuries, salary cap circumvention.
Patriots.
Here are the Patriots football operations not involved with filming, yet team doc third-round pick. So a little inconsistency there. Whatever. We move on. I'm just amazed that you're telling me they didn't have this information. We were talking about during 4 months ago.
It happened in December.
Yeah. In Cincinnati.
I mean, God almighty. Anyway,
as far as
Cam Newton goes, make the team. Hopefully he will. And then it could end up being one of the steals of the century. But let's see. If he can get back to what he was in 2018, which, by the way, in case you forgot, he was having a hell of a year in 2018. And I know he lost his last, eight games. I understand that. But he was hurt in every single one of those games.
I feel sorry for Cam.
Why?
Edelman, Sanu, Harry, and Lacoste, that's who you're throwing to?
Thought he didn't have wide receivers in Carolina.
Yeah, but there's don't forget Edelman.
It was the first one I mentioned. He's a 34-year-old washed-up receiver.
Mr. leads the league in drop passes, that guy?
Yeah. Arguably, you could argue this is the worst receiving core in the entire league. You could argue that.
Well, I'll make any sandwich bet with you that they will not be.
Why is that?
Next year.
By what statistic?
I mean, we can say 32nd in the league.
I know you think they're going to just sit there and crash and burn no matter what. The battle of the Auburn quarterbacks will begin, but you know, they're not going to tank. They're not tanking for anybody. So it just, you know, I'm not saying they're going to win 13 games or anything like that, but they're not going to win 4 or 5 either. It ain't going to happen. But it's gonna be, look, it makes things very interesting. I'm not saying that, you know, that this propels them to the AFC or anything like that. I don't know. I want to see him make the team first. Let's see how healthy he is. In 2018, he played 14 games, 3,395 yards passing, 67.9% completion percentage, 24 touchdowns, 13 picks, and 488 rushing yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. And then 2019, he lost his last 8 games. We saw him. He couldn't throw. I mean, we saw him. So I just don't know how healthy he's going to be. Can I tell you? I don't have a crystal ball here. I hope it has the potential to being pretty cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's
cool
a smart
for
move.
Who?
Cool for him? Cool for the league?
Cool for the league.
Cool for everybody.
There are 31 fan bases that saw that today and go, you kidding me? What the hell? I like rooting for Cam. Despite all of his flaws, stealing laptops, going to Auburn,
now he's a Patriot, just added on the list of
unlikable characteristics of Cameron Newton. The only thing he has in common with a Patriot is the stupid hats he wears before the games.
You sound concerned.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different than when Tom Brady goes to the microphone after
him. I don't like it because I had counted the Patriots at the bottom of that division, them and the Jets fighting it out.
Don't forget, the Jets went 6-2 at the end of last season. You know, their last 8 games. There is no pushover in the AFC East this year. I was counting
on the New England Patriots to be that, and I think this move doesn't make them as terrible anymore.
Look on the bright side, Chris. He could be washed up. Look, his shoulder could still be shot.
He'll be the second best quarterback in the division wearing the number one. Think of it that way.
Last number one the Patriots had, I think, was Tony Franklin, the kicker, and then John Smith was a kicker, and then before that, maybe somebody early on. So one is available. I hope it works out. I hope he gets healthy and he's able to make the team.
Well, remember, he couldn't have the number two coming out of college at Carolina because was it Jimmy Clausen, I believe, was there at Carolina who had the number two, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And he didn't give it up for the number one?
It was like a Josh Rosen, Tua Tagovailoa thing. Like, Clausen was a first, or was Clausen a first-round pick? It was a draft pick the year before. He was a big-time college recruit.
Right.
But there's a.
Was he like 80 years old at the time? He was like the oldest first rounder ever. Or am I confusing him? I'm confusing him with Winky. Another Panthers. Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of interesting stats. When you look at what Chase Daniel, who's being paid more than Jameis Winston and Cam Newton combined, but that's the Carolina Panthers' fault, and that's unfortunately affected Cam Newton's status. They waited to the very last second, and they really did sort of screw him.
Well, they were also hopeful that he might show up healed and they can sign him. I mean, I don't think they wanted to get rid of him.
I don't know. I'm wondering how genuine that was. It seemed, regardless of what you believe, it affected his status. And that's why he wasn't able to get, because most of the quarterback situations were settled. Jameis didn't help.
Jameis killed the market. Jameis was the foreclosure on the end of the block that kills your property values.
Dude, what are you doing?
Now, here's a great stat. Quarterbacks to rush for a touchdown and pass for multiple in a win at Gillette Stadium in 2002 to the present. That's spanning 18 years. Only two. Cam Newton and Tom Brady. And that's it. On that
Shocked
list.
Cam Newton's never lost to the Patriots,
3-0,
right?
Yeah, 3-0 against him. In fact, they had the 2017 game on this morning where they were chasing them all over the field.
Good times.
Well, and kind of, I don't know if it's poetic or not, but Cam's foot injury in the preseason last year coming at Gillette against the Patriots.
Yep. How about that? I would love your reaction. Listen, I know there's a bunch of you New England fans around here because I see your little bumper stickers all up. You haven't gone home. You're still here.
Why should I go home?
I want to be those that split their time. I want to hear from you. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
I think it's just exciting for the league, and I'd say that if he was with any team. Well, now, you got to look at the Bears and go, okay, Nick Foles or Cam. I mean, there's some there's going to be some head scratch. If this works out for Cam Newton with the Patriots, there's going to be a lot of teams that have been kicking themselves.
Who did I hear today talking about specifically Nick Foles on ESPN Radio?
And I think it was Fitz last hour.
Was it?
Or
was
the guy filling in for him, wherever that
was.
Whoever it
was. Remember, the Bears traded for Nick Foles.
Yeah.
They didn't just sign him to that contract. So it's not an apples-to-apples comparison there. They wanted... and when the Bears traded for Nick Foles, Cam Newton was still a Panther.
Yeah,
remember he hadn't been cut yet.
And that's the thing. That's probably the had he been cut, I'm wondering if
the Bears would have jumped all over him, wouldn't they?
I believe
it would have been a cheaper option.
I think they would have.
Yeah.
But it's.
And with the move, the perfect four-team quarterback carousel has been completed.
Yeah.
Tampa's old quarterback now in New Orleans. New Orleans' old quarterback now in Carolina. Carolina's old quarterback now in New England. New England's old quarterback now in Tampa.
How about that?
Perfect circle.
Big circle.
Circle of life.
And if you want to broaden your circle a little bit, so this I guess, would have to be the craziest year for quarterback movement that I can ever recall, because you have 10 – well, I'm not going to count Case Keenum as a starter. You got 9 starters, and Case Keenum have all changed teams this year.
Case Keenum.
Cam Newton's, like, Philip Rivers is a Colt.
Chase Daniels making $13 million this year. Chase Daniels.
But that is the market for a normal situation backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Guys that found themselves in desperate straits like Jameis and now Cam, they get the minimum. Don't forget, Flacco's a Jet, although I don't know if Flacco ever plays again.
Yeah.
Mariota's a Raider. Foles, we mentioned a Bear. I mean, there's 10 quarterbacks changed teams.
Mariota signed a 2-year, $17.6 million deal, $7.5 million fully guaranteed in the first year.
All right. Lower than what I just said. Okay. All right.
Shaq Barrett, by the way, for the Bucks, said today on Sirius that about signing his franchise tag and playing for the Bucks this year. Quote, if we don't get anything long-term done, I'm going to sign that for sure. That's good news.
Well, I just gave away his leverage right there.
Well.
why did he make that announcement?
I don't know.
As I'm seeing video of Russell Wilson working out, DeMaurice Smith chastising all the quarterbacks leading these workouts. They said they go against the player safety policies and does not help us with our leverage in trying to negotiate protocols with the National Football League. I'm sorry. You got to do it, though.
You
can't show up on day one cold, having not tossed anything to a wide receiver in the offseason.
It doesn't matter, though, because from a negotiation standpoint, where you've got the Players Association trying to argue with the NFL about putting as many safeguards in place for the upcoming season,
It
eliminates all negotiating power, where the owners can just be like, your quarterback's throwing with his entire wide receiving core right now.
Can you imagine, though, if they didn't collect the CBA done in March, where we'd be right now?
Could be
thank
trouble.
God, that happened.
Could be trouble.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Anyway, 239-337 ESPN. If you want to jump on that, Chris, while you're here, we haven't heard about your lovely weekend. You were not here on Friday.
No, I was not.
We had quite the Miley uprising at 5 o'clock.
What happened?
Well, Rick plays his song.
Todd Rundgren, you know.
Yeah. Todd Rundgren, and then he always follows up with the Miley at 5:30. He got hammered so bad.
Woo.
Because the tradition is so strong now.
Yeah, it is.
That I think he's going to acquiesce the next time he fills in on a Friday. I have a feeling he's going to flip.
I think he should. I think he should. We should play Miley every Friday at 5, regardless of who's sitting in this seat.
He might.
Regardless.
I think that's how we're going to have to go. So you went to the islands over the weekend. It was very nice.
Yeah, out on Captiva. It was nice. A lot of people out there Friday. We're driving out on Friday about the start of the show.
Yeah.
And I got the alert on my phone that all bars in the state are shut down, closed, whatever.
Well,
I'm thinking.
All the restaurants. I mean,
not the restaurants, just the bars.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, how does this really – didn't seem to affect anything much out on Captiva.
Yeah.
Just because you don't have any –
No, there's no bars. Like, they don't serve food.
Yeah, they were...
Those places don't exist. Most of those places don't exist. It's not, I guess, a nightclub maybe, but most bars around here, and said everyone I've been to, they all serve food. So
now, it was interesting that it seemed more busy out there on Friday than it did Saturday.
Really? And you could still sit at the bar.
Yeah.
You could still sit. Oh, social distancing. But you
had
still
to social distance,
bar.
Yeah.
No, you. I didn't know you could do that. You could sit at the bar?
Sit at the bar. Yeah, but
they can't serve you alcohol at the bar?
No, they can serve you alcohol at the bar.
Then what was the thing on Friday?
It's just for bars, like actual bars.
Oh, so restaurants have a bar you can sit. Okay.
You have to have most of your business 50% for food.
Well, what good is that really going to do? I mean, who's...
Well, what it does is it stops the nightclub stuff. That's what it does.
All right.
But
Miami's closing all the beaches this weekend, so does that mean they're all going to come over here?
That's going to screw us.
Probably.
4th of July weekend?
That's a guess. Yeah, probably.
That's a strong guess.
Yep.
Well, I don't know how many fireworks we'll have put on by, like, the city or counties or anything here.
I think most have been canceled.
I think already. So as well, yeah.
Like months ago.
And they've got all the signs out on Sanibel. Discharging fireworks is illegal on the island. You will be prosecuted.
That's an annual. They just put those signs back out there.
Come on.
So you said it was busier Friday than Saturday?
Yeah, it was at least where I was, yeah.
It was kind of
surprising.
My beach was not overly crowded Saturday.
Saturday it was. We were out on the beach Saturday, and it was. I didn't see a lot of boat action, which is strange.
Yeah.
Now we were there earlier. Yeah. You know, not so much in the late afternoon, but still, you expect to see some, a little bit more action on the waterway.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was due to the weekend before the 4th, if that was the bars being closed. I didn't know what it was from.
I had a situation on the beach.
Oh, no.
This is before my wife didn't properly spray my back with suntan lotion.
Which, by the way, you're right to be upset about that.
Thank you. I trusted her, right?
Yeah.
I said, here.
No, because I've had the same issue with my wife before where she just leaves a streak on my shoulder.
It was my whole top quarter of my back.
I can't do anything about that. Like, that's on you.
Yeah.
You should feel this pain.
So now I'm going to get melanoma because of my wife, probably. No doubt.
Oh, my Lord.
So anyway, we're out there floating in the Gulf. And like early Saturday.
You're floating on your back. Don't worry about it.
Not much of a breeze out there. Mm-hmm. It was very calm. No waves. No wind.
No algae.
Very hot. No.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What?
No, very hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, between that and the Sahara. It was very impressive.
Beautiful sunrise this morning, by the way, with the dust in the air.
Oh, yeah?
You don't
usually do sunrises.
What are you talking about? I normally do sunrises daily.
Well, yeah.
Not you. You don't do sunrises. I do sunrises.
When I go out and see sunsets.
I love sunrises.
So about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the breezes finally did kick in. And I did not anchor properly my tent. And every once in a while, you'll see an idiot whose tent or umbrellas get picked up
in
a gust of wind. It was me. All of a sudden, I see my tent, and this gust just goes, and it cartwheels straight back.
Oh, did it hit anybody?
Oh, no. I'm glad it didn't go from side to side and go hurt anybody. It went straight back, probably into the area where there's a nice turtle nest or something. There wasn't one, but there could have been. You know, right up against the grass at the edge of the, you know, where it's illegal to go walking around on. Stopped right there, thankfully.
Wow.
I had to hustle it back. I had to do some 3-cone drill and some 40-yard dash to catch up to it so it didn't do any damage.
Couple of a little baseball notes coming out now, breaking. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli said it was heartbreaking to tell veteran coaches Bob McClure, who's 68, and Bill Evers, 66, that they will not be on the coaching staff this year because of health and safety concerns with the virus. He said, quote, I can't imagine how it feels. And seconds ago, Mike Leake, pitcher for the Arizona Cardinals, who's 32 years old, has opted out.
Ooh.
Due to the pandemic this year. He will not be paid this year, but his option and buyout are active for next year. His agent said Mike and his family weighed many personal factors. He wishes his teammates well and will be back in 2021. And I got to believe, he's not just some scrub either. Yeah, he's not some throwaway scrub.
Well, he's going to be competing for a back end of the rotation job.
But, yeah.
So,
but,
unless there's some free agent scam going to sit out, kind of like that one basketball player for the Wizards, I think it was.
Bertans.
I don't think anybody's going to get much blowback for that. If we find out he's got a kid.
No, my bigger point is Mike Leake will not be the last MLB player to opt out.
Right. I mean, and I don't think anybody's going to catch heat for these decisions.
And I'm wondering, too. With all of the, maybe not so much baseball yet because right now they're going to be training in their own ballparks on the whole. But in the NBA, I'm wondering, once some of these players get here, guys, if they head into the facility bubble, whatever you want to call it, mini city, with all its amenities, if a few players, just more than a few, go, you know what, this is not for me, I'm not doing this, and opt out then. That wouldn't shock me. I'll bet it happens.
Well, I think 60% of the league is going to be out after 6 weeks. I mean, they're going to start the playoffs. They're going to get eliminated. It's not like they got to do the full grind. But
well,
maybe,
that's true. It'll be interesting to see the teams that are kind of on the bubble to get into playoff anyway if a lot of those players opt out.
That's where it would come from. If you got a chance to win a championship, you're going to ride it out. We were talking baseball just a moment ago. I saw the Korean Baseball Organization. They're going to start bringing fans in Friday.
Good.
They're going to do 30% because they've had the cutouts, and then they've had the were they the ones with the sex dolls yelling goal?
No, that wasn't sex dolls.
No, I think it was.
No, we.
Was that a soccer league?
No, it was not sex dolls. Somebody said it was a sex doll. And it
somebody
wasn't.
Had sex dolls. It was either the baseball or the soccer.
I showed you the
Chris
picture
me
of
up
this
on this
story, and it wasn't anything that looked like a sex doll.
No,
it was the
KBO.
Yeah.
Okay, it was baseball then.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's
somebody
backing
said
me up
pornographic
on this.
Dolls, and they weren't. We all looked at the picture.
Well, they were dressed up. They weren't out there naked.
No, they were.
They
were
all t-shirts on.
No, they were all Pete. They were doing the tomahawk. Oh, if you get the shape of your mouth when you make that noise, they were sex dolls.
Yeah, they were sex dolls.
We saw
they
the
weren't
pictures,
chanting.
So we saw.
I saw them too, and they were sex. Maybe you're on.
Maybe they were dolls that were in shock. I don't know.
Anyway, the KBO is going to have 30% capacity on Friday. They're going to try and work their way up to 50% real fans, not blow-up dolls or cardboard cutouts.
You guys see what Ezekiel Elliott just did?
I saw he was high on something.
Yeah.
What happened?
Life?
Social media? No.
Yeah. He was on a live stream on Twitch or something.
Yeah.
And
this weekend?
No, this just happened today.
Oh, okay.
And didn't have another dog incident, did
Well,
he?
No,
he was high.
He said, bro, I'm low-key faded, a.k.a. Hi. Yeah. And then he looked at his screen and goes, oh, I haven't even closed my live stream down yet. And then he closes it down.
When will he be tested?
Well, he's in quarantine for COVID right now.
Still?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago, right?
I thought he'd be out by now.
Well,
I thought he wasn't he out on Friday? I thought
was he? I don't know.
Wasn't feeling great, but a lot better. Something like that.
Mm. All right. Very good. All right, we're just warming up here on a Monday. Didn't want to let you know. When we come back, I'm going to tell you three things I did yesterday that Pete Shepard could never do.
No, please.
All right. No. I think you will be quick to
involve tools.
I believe you will be quick to agree with me. So we'll do all that. Plus, don't forget, a day and a half left for you to get yourself registered for a new generator we're giving away. Tomorrow's the cutoff. You want to have a generator for hurricane season? Maybe they're a little too expensive for you. We're going to give you one. All you have to do is register at 993ESPN.com. It's that simple. Scheman and Shepherd on a Monday on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PChef326 and at CraigESPN. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Pete Shepard will be a little less cranky moving forward. He's been back in the studio for about a week. Well, you've been on a short leash, literally, kind of like, Jared Stidham, because of your new headphones.
Yeah, I bought new headphones, but the cord that came with it, one was for, that came with two cords. One would be for an iPhone, so it's thinking you don't need a big thing. The other one, it would be for a normal plug-in like we have here with a quarter-inch, adapter on the back, but it was so short, so I was like having to tilt my head. I got them on Friday, so I was like, I had like a neck cramp.
Yeah,
but our great engineer Steve just came in and just fixed everything.
Technology
makes all the difference in the world.
Thing. It's beautiful,
comfortable.
This also reminds me,
it's like in Seinfeld with a shower head.
Yeah,
I'm not Newman.
I actually watched that last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's the one I watched.
Underrated,
very good.
Yep,
didn't buy the elephant sprayer. Oh, Jerry's too delicate. So,
what the hell are you talking about?
Again, the people.
The apartments put in low flow showers, and so they all had matted down hair for like weeks, and then they went on the black market, cut a deal for like real shower heads.
Guess what I did?
Oh, so it's promoting illegal activity?
Yeah.
The building that he lived in turned the water pressure down to save energy, that kind of thing, with a shower head.
Now, could you change a shower head? Absolutely
not. In my mind, I. help to change a shower head yesterday.
Will you turn the light on for your wife?
No,
it's a one-person job.
She stood on
she stood on top of the tub, and I made sure she didn't fall.
Oh, you didn't?
No, and I, no, I said to her, so I said to her, just give it. It's really just taking one. It was so anybody, even I could have done.
You know, if it's an older one, it's been on. They're hard to get off. The old ones are hard to get off.
This wasn't too bad.
Yeah, calcium buildup.
Yeah.
There.
Now and then
she got a new one. That's handheld, just other, but anyway, that's what she wanted. But I said, I could have done it right. I'm tall enough where I could have just unscrewed it there. But she wouldn't let me.
I don't blame her.
What are you doing? She said, I'm changing the shower. I said, what if you fall? There's a big glass vase in back of her that she put that was holding flowers.
Oh, yeah, like a spa going on in there, huh? Vases and candles.
Well, no, it's called, that's where it's once in a while if she washes the dog.
With a vase?
No, it was a pitcher, like a giant pitcher.
That's different than a vase.
Well, it looked it's
righty or
it's
lefty.
Used as a righty.
So I did think of you yesterday.
Yeah, so you did some manly stuff.
Well, Saturday, like I said, I spent all day in the Gulf of Mexico just enjoying life. Then the payback is Sunday. I had this holistic crap I had to do around the house. So, and I thought every time I did something, I thought Pete can't do this. Pete couldn't do this. Pete couldn't do that.
What was it?
All right, let me start with the simple things. First of all, I vacuumed my pool. I said, there's no way Pete could hook this up and make it work. No,
I vacuumed a pool before. I've never had to hook it up, but I have vacuumed a pool.
That's the part. Anybody can run a vacuum back and forth.
Well, I never owned it. I've never had a house where I owned a pool.
So that's one. Then I did my semi-annual power spraying of the pool deck. You know, you got to do that because it gets all
dingy. Well, I can do that.
No.
I can hose.
No.
What do you mean? No, I can do that.
No.
Did you use a power washer?
Yeah.
You have a power washer?
Yes, I do.
So yes, what's so hard about that?
You think Pete could hook that up?
Oh, it's a fancy hose.
Can't turn
a, you
got
to hook a hose
rusher
up to it. B, then you got to hook up the hose with the power spray that builds up on the other end, and you got to turn it on.
I've actually helped a friend of mine back in the day help power wash his window, which is on the third floor. So I did.
Who turned it on?
Done that?
Huh? Yeah.
Who turned it on?
Yeah.
I think I turned it on. I did.
You would blast through a screen or some trim. No, you take off paint because
I
you weren't
delicate
enough.
I actually was afraid of that when I was about to do it, but then realized that the screens had already been taken off for the winter, so it was just window. So I couldn't.
You ever been hit by a spray on one of those? Maybe you got a little too close to your toes when you're spraying or something like that.
No, it hurts.
You can feel it.
You can cut yourself.
Yeah, yes, you can feel it.
It's like a diamond. All right, so I ruled you out for that.
No, another thing you're wrong about. I could have done that.
Oh, and then maybe you could have done this, but you wouldn't. It's been since never. I changed all the batteries and all my fire alarms. They're all 14 feet
in.
Well, you got to extend the ladder, though, 14 feet. You got to be able to reach up there. I don't know if you can do it.
Luckily in our place, I went to a condo in Boston, and it was part of the beautiful hardwood floors when I moved in, but it used to be the school's, it was part of the school's gym. And I had a huge living room, and the ceilings were like 20 something feet up. That was a pain. That was one time I had to change that, but it had the previous owner had a special extension to unscrew and put the thing to put the battery in. So, but that was a pain in the butt.
You know what else you want to do?
Nowadays, I told you, my house, I'm lucky in both places are the. It's reachable. I can stand on the bed and do it, or I could just reach it, stand on a chair.
Don't forget to turn off the ceiling fans too, Pete Shepard, because that could be a thing.
Absolutely. But that's easy. I dust the ceiling fans.
Okay, fine. So anyway, I thought of you during all those chores. I thought, nope.
Glad you're thinking.
Wait, that was it? You did like two things.
Three things.
You were in a pool for one of them. It doesn't really count.
You know what?
Boot camp. This is a boot camp. Boo-hoo, Craig. My weekend, I work for Amazon as a prime delivery driver. I'm walking up to a customer's home, and they have a sign saying, quote, stop, COVID-19 is present in this home. Ooh. While reading the sign, the customer comes out of the house walking and coughing towards me, wanting me to hand them the package. On Sunday, I was driving, and I waved and smiled at an elderly woman while she was out in front of her home. And she flicked me a yelling, go back to Mexico. What the heck is wrong with people? FYI, I'm clearly a white guy. Well, that's just people who say that kind of thing, they're just completely, absolutely ignorant. And
she flicked him off. An elderly lady flicked him off.
Said, go back to Mexico.
Ooh,
jeez.
That's not nice.
Wonder what they tell me. I'm pretty dark.
You're olive.
Yeah, I mean, but just people are so ignorant. Wow. That kind of stuff. It's like, who in the hell do you think you are? I mean, just
I don't know.
Unbelievable. Anyway,
so you're knocking my work around the house?
Not
like I
knocking your work around the house. I think that you hooking up the hose to your pool while in your pool
in a bathing suit
in an 88 degree pool while it's 102 degrees outside isn't that much of a chore.
How do you do it? How do you overcome the stress?
Did you wear goggles?
No.
Was there fresh chlorine in the pool where maybe your eyes got a little sore?
Did Missy make you lunch outside?
Not yesterday. She did bring me a Gatorade.
That's nice.
Oh, that's good.
I do like holding the spray gun when you get in the pool and the water's up to you. Feel like
powerful.
You feel like you're going through a rice paddy at NAMM or something, and you're sitting there just spray. I mean,
a rice paddy in NAMM? Really? Any veterans out there want to comment on that?
That wasn't an offensive statement. That's just what it was like. I'm hunkered down.
Chris's Gatorade's coming out through his nose. Rice paddy and NAMM.
I'm sitting here aiming my gun over the water.
6:29, Chris. Write this down. 6:29 is the date at 2:40.
That was such an odd odd analogy to
really?
Pull right there.
Going through a rice paddy and NAMM. Craig's idea of power washing his pool. What would John Rambo say to that?
I don't know what I'm going to say to that. Oh, man.
I love you. I'll give you an A for creativity. Very colloquially put, I guess.
Did I paint an image?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm picturing you in your outfit and NAMM during war going through that. Here comes Charlie.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, my gosh. Craig, doesn't have an AK-47, has a power washer.
I got a power sprayer.
I'll get you.
Stand back.
If you come in within 6 feet of me, I'm going to cut you.
Sorry. Oh. Jesus, come on. Picture the scene of Forrest Gump when he's in Vietnam. Craig with his power washer. I gotta get Bubba.
Gotta get Bubba back.
Oh, my God. Kill me.
All right.
Well. A little bit of breaking news in the NHL. NHL Public Relations just released this statement. As of today, the NHL has had an excess of 250 players report to club training practice facilities for optional participation in Phase 2 activities. There have been an excess of 1,450 COVID-19 tests administered to this group of players. Those tests have resulted in a total of 15 players returning confirmed positive tests. In addition, since June 8th, the opening of the Phase 2, the league is aware of 11 additional players who have tested positive for COVID outside of the Phase 2 protocol. All players who have tested positive have been self-isolated and are following CDC and Health Canada protocols. The NHL will continue to provide regular updates. So again, a total of 26 players inside and outside of NHL's Phase 2 activities have been tested positive.
On 1,500 tests?
Almost 1,500 tests, yep.
Okay, so that's
1,450. Yeah.
Is that 2%?
Hang on.
No, it's not even 2%.
I'm horrible at math.
No, it's like 1.5%, which is the best I've heard. We've heard MLS is like 2.3%, and the NBA
is
5.017%. 0.017. Yep. So, yeah, so one and a half. Yeah.
I do like the picture from Better Than Faith that has Bill Belichick wearing a silk jacket and a scarf around his head. Yeah. It's a good look. No more hoodies.
It is a good look.
It's going to change his style there. Very nice. All right. We good?
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
All right. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Coming up, Pete's got an NFL list and a college quiz.
Oh, yeah. Great list. Great quiz again today.
More quarterback roulette around the NFL. Oh, and Ian Poulter. See what happened to him?
I heard it.
All right. We'll get to that. That was funny as well. Sound Street coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd warming up on a Monday on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Let's start out today in the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver talking about the recent spikes around the country, particularly in Florida, where the whole NBA is coming. He's a little concerned.
Yes. The level of concern has increased, not just because of the increased levels in Florida, but throughout the country, if we were to have significant spread of coronavirus through our community, that ultimately might lead us to stopping.
And now he says the league will just have to live with the virus.
My ultimate conclusion is that we can't outrun the virus, and that this is what we're going to be living with for the foreseeable future. We're never going to say that there's nothing that would cause us to change our plans. You know, one thing we're learning with this virus is so much is unpredictable. So, you know, we're not saying full steam ahead no matter what happens. We're going to see how this continues to play out, but we feel very comfortable right now with where we are.
On to the National Football League. In case you haven't heard, the Patriots have a new quarterback. He's Cam Newton, former MVP. Field Yates says Cam will be the starter on day one on Get Up.
I know Shefty led off the show and talked about how you really don't sign a player like Cam Newton with a chance to earn $7.5 million to be the backup, and I agree with that sentiment. There will be a competition. They'll call it as such, but Cam Newton, I do project to be the starter pretty much the moment he shows up on the practice field here in New England.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy.
Yeah.
But isn't it a big if? I mean, it's a big if, isn't it?
It is. There were two. He did do a physical. Now, I think it was put on by the Panthers and Cam,
and
where he quote-unquote checked out.
Passed with, no, I think it was flying colors, if I remember. But again, that was from the Panthers organization.
I didn't see that.
So I saw the quote checked
out.
It
was a couple months ago.
Here's Devin McCourney. He says Josh McDaniels will be able to click with Newton right away. This is on the Double Coverage podcast.
I think offensively, I always leave that up to my man, Josh. Josh McDaniels always comes up to
what we do.
But I think if you watch Cam Newton through his career, he's been a guy that can throw the ball in the pocket. He's a guy who's athletic, that can run around. So whether it's him or Stiddy, because Stiddy has good athleticism too, I think Josh will figure that out and do what's best for those guys at the quarterback position, like he's done, whether Jimmy G's been in there. Or later, we got a guest coming up, Jacoby Brissett.
He's
been in there. So he always finds a way, and obviously with TB12, always finds a way to get the best out of the quarterback position. So it'll be interesting how it all plays out.
Cam's a vegan, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is that a new thing?
Yeah, no.
Just since the injuries started.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like Prince Fielder.
I'm not a fan. You know, I used to do a radio show with Arian Foster, and in the second year, he went vegan.
And then
his body fell
apart.
Then
the muscle tears started happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It did. I do not believe. I do not think that's wise.
Now, I will say with this whole Cam Newton thing, what I don't want to hear next year when Cam Newton's not a Patriot is how good and how highly regarded Jared Stidham is thought of in the Patriots organization, because clearly they don't believe that.
No, I think they do believe that.
Well, then why go out and sign Cam Newton?
Because you got him for $1 million, basically, maybe for $7.5 million.
But if you believe Jared Stidham's your guy, then why go sign somebody that's going to take snaps from him in camp?
No, because you can't pass up an opportunity like that for the price. Now, if they had to, if they couldn't afford to give him $7.5 million if they wanted to, so he wouldn't be there.
This is what I said. I said next year, if Cam Newton is not a New England Patriot, I don't want to hear about how highly regarded Jared Stidham is held in the Patriots organization, because it's not true. They're willing to take a waiver on Cam Newton instead of handing the keys to the car over to the guy that they drafted 2 years ago.
Okay, but then I can throw back at you. They kept a fourth quarterback in Tom Brady in 2000. Why? Because they thought he was highly regarded.
As a rookie.
Nobody does that. Not a second-year player. He's
a second-year player.
Nobody keeps four quarterbacks on the team. Nobody.
Look.
No, that was his rookie year.
That's 2 decades ago.
I don't care about that.
I'm talking right now.
And I'm
it's
telling
very
you, they
clear
regard,
that...
They hold Stidham in high regards, but this is a potential of an MVP coming to your team. You don't pass up
look,
that chance.
And I'm not saying that you haven't heard from people in the Patriots organization telling you that. What it looks like to me on paper, we've seen Jaren Stidham one time in an NFL game.
Yeah.
He got pulled because he was throwing the ball to the other team too many times.
Yeah. He threw a pick set, one pick set. Yeah, he threw four passes in the game. You can't make a judgment
on that. Did he get pulled? Did Tom Brady go back in the game? Look, this is my point
Brady,
here.
Tom Brady's first appearance against the Lions in 2000 on Thanksgiving Day was a disaster.
This is what I'm saying.
Disaster.
Yeah, but they didn't go out and they didn't bring in somebody to be the starter over him, did they?
No, but Drew Bledsoe was the starter, and when even before when he got hurt.
Right, Drew Bledsoe was the starter.
Yes,
Cam Newton was not a New England Patriot last year, yet they went out and they signed him, obviously because they think he's a better option at quarterback than Jared Stidham.
Yeah, yes, I agree with you
there. That's my point.
As long as he can make the team, but it does not to me, it's you're taking away too much about they do hold Jared Stidham in high regard, but an opportunity like this doesn't come along that often.
They may
for the potential.
They may, it just doesn't look like they hold him in high regard.
Okay.
Right?
I think you are both absolutely spot on. I think Chris's argument is legitimate. It's the first thought I had when I saw that Cam was signed, and I believe Pete is also right. You got Cam Newton for $1 million. Do it. Why not? I think you're both right.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate being that guy on the radio.
If he can't make the team, Jared Stidham is going to be the guy. So we'll have to wait and see. You know, it's only as they say, as Asia once said, only time the group Asia, only time will tell.
All right,
not Craig's power washing Asian theme.
By the way, I got some texts on that. if I ever need a power washer, Craig's my first choice. That's for 24/7. And then another guy ripped me. I lost it. He says, basically Craig was relaxed. Oh, here it is. So on my weekend, Jerry from Naples says, I tore out a wall, fixed a broken water line, re-drywalled, mudded on Saturday, sanded and painted on Sunday. Craig, that's work. You basically just relaxed all weekend. Eh. All right.
You did something in the pool.
Well, yeah, I wasn't in the pool the whole time. I was doing the pool deck on a 110-degree day.
Did you power wash while in the pool?
Well, yeah, that's where my comment came from, because then you had to get the sides of the pool. I got in the pool with the spray gun, and that's where I made my comment.
Did you have a drink with an umbrella in it, too? I can picture a pineapple.
That would be nice.
Pineapple
drink. That would be nice.
No.
Quality.
A drink inside the pineapple
just
with a straw and an umbrella.
Pineapple, a little Malibu rum.
I didn't do it that well. I mean, I didn't have that much fun. All right, coming up, we'll hear from DeMaurice Smith. He is the head of the players union for the NFL. He's got some thoughts on coronavirus and Tom Brady and Russell Wilson working out. Hasselbeck checks in. And Mike Tannenbaum with another comment. What did Mike Tannenbaum say on Friday that was just mind-blowing?
Yeah, so hang on.
Do we have it on Soundstream?
No, it was.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
it was
Friday
Soundstream. It was a mind-blowing comment that was 100% wrong. Tell you what, we'll look it up because we're going to have him next when we come back. Soundstream, more sound coming up. More quarterback roulette. Now that Cam Newton is signed, the next quarterback to be signed must be Colin Kaepernick. Yes or no? Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.